The Orange County Sheriff's Department is under fire yet again, and this time for an unexplained death at an OC jail. Took place earlier this month. Danny Pham had a few days left on a six-month sentence for car theft. That's until guards found him dead inside his cell. OC Sheriff Sandra Hutchins and investigators for the DA's office are not saying much, and now Pham's family is suing. Gustavo Arellano has been watching this case. He's the editor of the OC Weekly, and he's with us now for KCRW's Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
So five deputies are on paid leave because of this incident. What do we know about that decision to put them on leave? Does that mean something chicanerous happened?
Chicanery, absolutely, always when it comes to the sheriff's department. But right now, no one is saying anything. Not even the family of Danny Pham knows. And frankly, that's one of the reasons why they filed the lawsuit. They just want answers. I mean, it's a tragedy. Here's a guy, 27-year-old, was, you know, in cosmetology school, just a couple of days out from a six-month sentence for stealing a car. Yes, that's a crime, but he was serving his time. And then one day he pops up dead. And imagine being the family and the people who are in charge of making sure nothing bad happens to him in jail tells you, oh, yeah, he's dead, but we still don't know and we're not going to tell you anything. It's just tragedy.
They don't know how he died. Have they released any information about his death?
Nothing. And it's not surprising because right now you do have the sheriff's department under Sandra Hutchins. They're being investigated by the feds. They're being investigated by the state attorney general's office all over the snitch scandal, of course, which is completely separate from this in one way. But on the other hand, it really goes to the matter of the problem that has been Sandra Hutchins, and especially with what's going on in the Orange County jails. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about how the ACLU released a damning study saying that there's a lot of problems in the Orange County jail. There's a lot of inmate beating. And Sandra Hutchins, the sheriff, just dismissed it like, oh, you know, those typical liberals, of course, they're going to say stuff. And now you have this death, an unwarranted death.
Now, Pham's attorney told the LA Times that it was a cellmate who was in jail on a couple of murder charges who killed him. Have OC officials addressed that accusation?
They have said that they were cellmates. Mario Magallanes, accused of murdering two homeless men. A judge found him, like, you know, he's not mentally stable. So he made sure that he was supposed to be under more watch than your usual inmate. And in fact, there's protocol in the Orange County Jail that says that you're supposed to, when you have cellmates, you're supposed to group them by the crime or, you know, crime close to what the other person did. You're not supposed to put inmates together. One, say, that had something as violent as murder, and the other one just with a relatively not violent crime like stealing a car.
This, of course, Gustavo, is just the latest blemish on the tenure of OC Sheriff Sandra Hutchins. She's announced that she's not going to seek re-election for sheriff. Does this, do you think, hasten her departure at all?
Oh, we'll see. I mean, she says she's going to stay until the end of her term. And this is a sad thing. This is not the first mysterious death that shouldn't have happened in the Orange County Jail. A couple of years ago, there was Izcoatl Ocampo. He was the man who was accused of killing six homeless men, and he died from ingesting way too much Ajax. And that also begs the question, how was it that someone who was under suicide watch was able to collect all this Ajax slowly but surely and then ingest it and then die his own death? I mean, that just shows the lack of leadership at the Orange County Jail, and it all goes all the way back up to Hutchins. And at least for the people who have stood by Hutchins and say, oh, you know, these are criminals just going after each other, look at this way. A jury is probably not going to be very happy with what's going on with this case with Danny Pham, and that's going to cost the taxpayers of Orange County a lot of money.
Gustavo Arellano, every Monday with us for KCRW's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.